Let's talk a little tournament, right? NCAA tournament technically begins tonight with some of the play-in games. Our tourney coverage on 96.5 The Fan, brought to you by Twin Peaks. Eats, drinks, scenic views. Do you guys have a sleeper? And I think the sleeper qualifier at this point is it's got to be a team you think makes the Sweet 16, not just like wins the 5-12 game and then loses the next round. Do any of you have...
Five or under?
I think it...
It's got to be like six.
Yeah,
six.
I think it has to be like six plus to go on a run. I think this year, and I don't know how you guys have felt if you're part of our Cody Engel Bracket Challenge, because of the nature of college basketball in 2025, where all these big time programs poach mid majors through the transfer portal.
Oh, yeah.
I don't think we're going to see as many mid major. Sleeper, if you will, type of teams going on the runs we've seen in the past, because the mid-majors that had, like, just turns out, like, really, really talented players, and those guys have usually gotten scooped up. And they don't stay around at the mid-major for 3 years anymore. They're there for, like, 1 or 2 years, and they transfer out to a big boy program because they got noticed, and they get a ton
and
of money.
Way more money.
I mean, there's example after example. I mean, Zeke Mayo's even an example of that on the Kansas end, right? So, I guess what I'm saying is I struggled to find... a real sleeper. This one, it's from a Power 5 program, Power 4 program, so you're like, that doesn't qualify, but based on seeding, it does. In my bracket, I have 6-seed BYU going to the Elite Eight.
That counts.
Yeah.
You like them because they can score.
Absolutely.
I mean, if there's a single reason why to be like, they're not going to get stuck in some slog of a game like Virginia and lose 40-40.
And people are predicting them to lose in the first game to VCU because VCU's going to harass them, right? I'm not buying it. So I have BYU, and then I believe they'll play Wisconsin, and I think Wisconsin, that's not a good matchup for Wisconsin. So I have BYU then ultimately losing to Duke in the Elite Eight.
So if it was 5 or above, my answer was going to be Oregon, a team that I believe can make an Elite Eight run this year. But if it's above that, like if it's 6 or above, the team I'm really buying into, the more and more I watch them, is Marquette.
Okay.
Shaka Smart is a tournament proven guy in the NCAA tournament. He's right in that 7-10 matchup. So the problem becomes you're going to have to beat a 2-seed. Like you just are. You're going to have to be one of those teams to do it. And that's going to be a challenge for you.
Cam Jones, one of the best players in the country.
But for whatever reason, the way he works better in the NCAA tournament and he works better in a mid-major than he does at like the big power programs. And so the way I watch them, they won their conference. They got a huge score. I know because I was looking it up earlier.
Cam Jones.
Like Cam Jones can put up 20 a game. You kind of like, I always feel like the mid-majors who go on that like Sweet 16 Elite Eight run, beat a 2-seed, they got a guy who can just put up buckets. Like they got one guy who can take, you know, the Steph Curry Dayton problem, right?
Yeah, it's funny.
I have one guy who can just score.
I'm not even kidding. I have New Mexico winning that opening round game against
you. Can
Marquette.
Still change it if I talk you into it. No, you know, I mean, not too late.
Oh, now I'm definitely not changing it. now I'm definitely not changing it.
Now that I said Marquette's my squad,
I'm going to keep it. No, I agree with your points, though. It makes sense. I would say the Mountain West.
I started doing my research. Yesterday and tonight.
The Mountain West typically doesn't fare well in the NCAA tournament, unless you're San Diego State. So I get people being skeptical on them. I do have New Mexico winning that game. You mentioned, hey, having a dude that can go score. New Mexico does. His name's Dent. His last name is Dent. He can go out actually and score. I think New Mexico will give Marquette some fits, but that's just one of my upsets that I have. What about you, Drew? Do you have a sleeper?
I mean, if we're going, again, if we're going six or above, I think Louisville is an easy pick to potentially make a run. I know I know they got to play Auburn. I mean,
or past grade.
Louisville, I mean, very, very fair point. Louisville, a lot. Very similar to that of Auburn in the fact that they put up points, they score, they got 5 players that average double figures. Terrence Edwards Jr., transfer from JMU, and then Chucky Hepburn, my Wisconsin guy, transferring over to Louisville. It's crazy. Louisville yesterday, the final AP poll came out. They were 10th in the AP poll. They are an 8-seed in the tournament. It is nuts.
Polls don't matter. We don't need to revisit that. But
No, I understand. But no, they've been a top 10 team all year. And you look at other teams that are in the top 10, they were a 3-seed or better. Every single one of them, Louisville made the ACC final.
Yeah.
Of course, losing to Duke. So I think they're a team to watch where Louisville, we talk as much about, you know, Auburn getting hosed as well, Louisville getting, you know, a little bit of a bad break having to go against Auburn. But I wouldn't be surprised if they found a way to make a run. If I had to go with a mid-major school, I think VCU is a popular pick, but I don't know if I buy it too much as McNeese with Will Wade and what he's done. If they can get by Clemson,
I have them beating
Clemson. I think they could beat Purdue. I think they could go up against Houston, and then, you know, who knows what happens there, but I think they could definitely make the Sweet 16.
I guess we can wait till Thursday to actually give our Final Four and that kind of stuff.
Yeah, I think so.
But we've told you a couple of our teams maybe we think already that are going to get upset and everything.